Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is warning a new Russian propaganda campaign claims the United States was building outlawed weapons in Ukraine. Without offering any proof, Russia has convened the United Nations Friday morning to discuss their findings with the world body. U.S. officials discount the claim, saying that this is a pretext for Putin to use biological or chemical weapons in his invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd, they're laughable, and, you know, in the words of my Irish Catholic grandfather, a bunch of malarkey.
The United States, together with the group of seven nations and the European Union, will announce Friday Russia's most favored nation status will be revoked over its invasion of Ukraine. The announcement is expected at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. The White House said Biden will also announce actions to continue to hold Russia accountable for its unprovoked and unjustified war on Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's get an update to the truckers' protest that happened in Canada last month. Katie Lewis reports.
Ottawa police say they're investigating a small number of officers who may have supported the Freedom Convoy trucker protests in the Canadian capital last month. According to the CBC, a data breach last month identified thousands of people who donated to the Freedom Convoy through the crowdfunding platform GiveSendGo. The CBC also reports that both Toronto and Ontario police launched internal investigations into officers who may have donated to the movement.
A January 6th defendant's case is dismissed.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As leaders in Washington continue to run inflation higher with policies that are costing every American roughly $300 a month more than it did a year ago, fuel prices are now the highest in U.S. history. The White House is admitting higher energy prices are the major culprit. As we're reminded, the Biden administration on day one directly assaulted the energy sector, leading us to where we are now, energy dependence from other countries. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
Well, as you know, a large driver of these inflationary numbers from the last, these monthly numbers, were from energy prices. And we have seen the increase, happen as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So while we're looking at year over year, and there were year over year numbers that came out about a month ago as well, there are still predictions and projections from the Federal Reserve and outside economists about inflation moderating towards the end of the year. Obviously, they make those assessments on a regular basis. But in terms of prices going up, we do anticipate that gas prices and energy prices will go up.
The United States has officially designated the country of Qatar as a major non-NATO ally. a move that enhances the partnership between Doha and Washington, D.C., and gives the Gulf country special economic and military privileges in its relationship with the U.S. President Biden issued the presidential declaration formally announcing the change on Thursday afternoon. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, and a TGIF to you. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it would appear that America's stomach for what is happening in Ukraine and with Russia is just getting to be too sickening for them. And they are now responding and saying, we must end the Ukraine slaughter and stand up to Russia, Americans tell Biden in this new poll. With us right now is the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I think it's been just so many days of horror coming to us live from Ukraine. And I also think, Bill, that seeing Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary, go on TV in Turkey and basically deny that Russia is invading Ukraine, deny that they bombed a maternity hospital, I think the outrage is just going to continue to grow. The question is, what will the West do about it? What are the red lines? The Biden administration seems to have none.
Well, but meanwhile, you've got the deep state, which even the Pope is blaming for all this, is, you know, they're kind of wiping their hands right now, getting excited, thinking there's a windfall profit right around the corner, that, you know, World War III or some derivative is soon and coming soon and inevitable.
Well, I don't think anyone is excited about the possibility of a war. Nobody wins. Everybody loses. But I do think at some point, I think Mitt Romney, of all people, said it exactly right yesterday. At some point, we have to make Putin fear us as opposed to the other way around, right?
Right, exactly, wholeheartedly. And we missed the opportunity because that should have been done months, if not years ago. And what we did have under Trump, it seemed to hold him in check. But yet, upon this new administration and these people that Putin has dealt with before, he knows the music. He knows they don't know how to spell correctly. And they've got a reset, another reset button in their coat jacket to give to him. And he's going to take full advantage. And this is what he did. And then here it is. They're mounting along the border. And, you know, America is slow walking weaponry to the Ukrainians. I mean, on two occasions, Liz, I mean, this has been one bumbling act after another, and it's no wonder. It's like anything. You can either pay me now or pay me later.
And well, I agree with that. And unfortunately, Bill, there are voices on the left and the right. They're saying, oh, no, you know, this is not our fight. We don't want to get involved. I would put it to those voices that if we do not get involved here, it will be worse the next time around. We almost can be sure of that because Putin clearly wants to move west. He wants to set up an increasingly deep buffer zone between the West and Russia. And the only way they're going to do that ultimately is invading a NATO country. And the thing is, for all the happy talk about how we stand with Russia, we stand with NATO, we stand with Ukraine, what does it mean? I don't think Putin believes it for a minute, and I think he has plenty of reason to doubt it.
Well, he's challenging leadership. And of course, we already know the situation with Joe Biden. We're not fooling anybody there. Everybody in the world knows that Joe Biden is not a leader. And this is what's happening. America traditionally would have been the one to rally the NATO nations. Yes, okay, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to be painful. Yes, we, you know, but if not now, then when? You know, you're going to wait until they come to NATO? And then it's, ironically, you've got the president, our president, Biden, blaming the Russians. Well, if you want to blame the Russians, then why aren't you doing anything about it? I mean, you want your cake and eat it too. It just doesn't happen that way. And plus, on top of that, nobody's buying Lavrov's narrative and nobody's buying Joe Biden's narrative about, oh, well, you know, like we can't do anything about it. All this is self-inflicted. The cost of oil, fuel costs, and everything that's impacting every American. And it's amazing because you watch these man on the street interviews and people will say, hey, for the sake of Ukrainians, sure, I'll pay $6 a gallon of gas.
But
it's not about that. You know, that is not a direct causal situation. That's what Joe Biden wants to believe. The causal situation is he said, hey, look, we're killing, you know, we want to kill oil. That's what they've been saying for what, the last 10 years plus. And so here it is. I mean, you know, you can't blame these. And then Jen Psaki goes, well, you need to talk to these refineries. You need to talk to these oil companies. They've got leases and all this stuff. It's like, wait a minute. Let's do some basic math. I mean, you're a Wall Street analyst and you know all this stuff economically. It's about return on investment and risk. You know, risk management,
that
right?
That actually is the unwritten story. People don't understand what's gone on in the oil patch the last 2 or 3 years, really going back to Obama. The message has been very clear that the political climate was such, except for the 4 years that Trump is president, that oil companies were pushed, seriously pushed by investors to not reinvest in the oil field. The idea was, you've got these fields, let's drain the fields, we'll make some money. But pay out the money to shareholders, right? Because that's why we're buying your stock, not because you're going to go off and find the next big field. By the way, there are big fields yet to be discovered, and Alaska is a very good example of that. I have a cousin who discovered the biggest onshore oil discovery in 50 years in America, and it was in Alaska. He has more leases up there. He tells me he could bring on substantial new production within a couple of years, like substantial new production, 200,000 or 300,000 barrels a day. And guess what? We have an existing pipeline. The Alyeska pipeline is not at capacity. We could use that pipeline to bring Alaskan oil to the lower 48.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the administration has basically declared no, they won't let people go ahead and drill, even people who have these leases. That is the biggest lie, probably, from Jen Psaki. Yeah, the oil companies have a lot of leases. They're not allowed to get drilling permits, and they're not allowed to drill on the leases. So, you know, this, I think you're right. It's quite purposeful. Incredibly, though, incredibly, because it's so unbelievably short-sighted and also dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to places like Venezuela or Iran for oil, as opposed to the lower 48, let's say Texas or Louisiana, it's dirtier. I mean, it is worse for the climate to produce oil in places where they don't have severe environmental restrictions. Nobody has the kind of rules and regulations that the United States has. So
exactly.
It is a total false choice.
But they love that choice, Liz, because look at, if they're using dirty oil, it's just going to run the numbers up and they can say, see? And so, and people aren't going to understand that we're using dirty oil, you know, from Brazil or Venezuela or any other place instead of our own with all our regulations, which, you know, you gotta hand it. And on one hand, I mean, you know, to the regulators in terms of how they manage the situation with fuel and how we're able to refine it and do a much better job. I remember as a kid, you know, growing up in Southern California, we were on the coast in Ventura County, Liz. And anytime we had to play, because we, you know, we played baseball and we travel into the interior of Los Angeles and stuff, they had to bring oxygen for us because we would, by the third inning, we were all coughing with a smog cough. It was that bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 15 years later, they were able to get on top of it, and you could breathe again. And so, from that standpoint, I mean, there are some good things. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here.
Yeah.
But when you have one, you know, somebody with a bigger hammer like what we've got right now, all these environmentalists pushing it to the, you know, to the point where there really is, you know, questionable you know, validity and benefit from it, then I think it's just a step too far and it's too costly along the way. Not to mention where we are right now, relying on our enemies to supply us with fuel when we're about ready to go to war and all this conflict. It's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is truly. But as you say, it's also purposeful.
Yeah, sadly. I mean, that's, and I think more and more people are beginning to realize that. You know, Barack Obama said it, elections have consequences. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more from Liz Peek after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back. back with you. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek continues with us. No question what we're dealing with here with this war, this invasion. Although it's interesting how they parse the words, Liz. You know, they don't want to talk about it being an invasion of a sovereign country. And, even the liberal media, they're starting to get off the dime a little bit. But initially it was almost like this is a mostly peaceful invasion, right?
It's interesting. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and honestly, I got to go back and re-listen to it. And the reasons that Putin actually wants Ukraine, and it goes beyond the buffer zone. It goes beyond the fact that you have, Russia exposed to Western NATO countries, and he's uncomfortable with that. It also has to do with oil and gas, which was discovered in Ukraine before the invasion of Crimea, and presumably was part of the reason he went there. If Ukraine, according to this podcast, has significant undeveloped oil and gas reserves, it could allow them to become independent of Russia. Because right now, of course, Russia exports gas to and through Ukraine. That's kind of one of the big sort of chokeholds they have on that country. If Ukraine were able to develop substantial natural gas resources, which I gather now that they may have, and which, by the way, I've not seen reported anywhere, that would completely change the complexion of their relationship with Russia. That may be one of the underlying reasons here. It is amazing to me, Bill, how time and time again conflicts in the world come down to energy. And about the only people who don't seem to understand the geopolitical importance of energy is our team in the White House right now. And it cannot be overstated that energy security is national security. End of statement. That is really the truth. And we have given up. We've given up our energy independence under Biden, intentionally perhaps, but certainly we have done that. The idea that we've been importing hundreds of thousands of barrels of Russian oil every day is just pretty staggering,
I think,
to most Americans. But the idea that we want to, via the Paris Climate Accord, relinquish that energy independence forever, because that's really what we're talking about, and that we're allowing them to go on building coal-fired power plants and so forth, whereas we're going to hobble our oil and gas industry. The absurdity of that, the self-defeatism of that, is hard to quantify. I mean, honestly, I cannot imagine that we're going down this path. And yet, even in the midst of this war, when we are American consumers are now paying $4.50 a gallon or whatever the number is, it is astonishing that we will not do that Biden will not do a reverse course and change the plan. And he won't.
Yeah, it is amazing. The other thing, too, Liz, that they're not talking about, and this was brought to my attention yesterday as well, is look at the price of fertilizer.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
What is going on? Go ahead.
Yeah, here's what people don't understand. Oil is not just about gasoline in your car. It is also an essential ingredient to 80% of what we consume. Plastics, okay? Plastics can't be made without petroleum products. Mm-hmm. And to your point, fertilizer, which goes into food production, can't be made without petroleum products. So the problem is there are so many ignorant people on the left who have no idea what a core component this petroleum is, and they don't know where it comes from. They don't know how it's produced. And you see it every day in tweets about, we'll just use electric cars. Where does electricity come from? If you asked AOC, she'd have no idea. She thinks you plug in the wall, and boom, there's electricity.
You want to hear Kamala Harris.
Fossil fuels.
Exactly. You want to hear Kamala Harris's explanation, because she'll break it down to a kindergarten level as to what happens.
Yeah.
You got a bigger nation, and you got a smaller nation. You got the bigger nation.
And then she'll laugh uproariously. By the way, it's too easy to dump on Kamala Harris because she's so clearly out of her depth. She looked terrified yesterday when she took the podium in Poland. She is so scared, and rightly so, that she's going to misspeak or whatever. But this business of taking on important and serious questions with that god-awful cackle she has.
Yes.
And just honestly, I don't know how she doesn't learn that doesn't work. That she looks, to have Zelensky's former spokesperson tweet that, God forbid this person ever become president or some words to that effect, How embarrassing for the United States, right? That this is our emissary going over there. It's shocking to me.
Without a doubt. Well, to your point, oil and gas industry is reported, and this is Wikipedia, so this has been going on for a long time. They have activities in six regions of Ukraine. Okay, so to your point, this reinforces what you've recently heard about, and not to mention the fact that, you know, everybody keeps making fun of Russia. They say, you know, who was it? Was it John McCain or who has said years ago that Russia's just a gas station, right? They underestimate...
With a military.
With a military, yes, a gas station and nuclear weapons. But, but the thing is that here they are with Ukraine going after, what are they, number three, number four wheat provider, you know, the breadbasket. For Europe, and they take over that, and now here we are. We're going to have pressure on our food supply, and we are paying farmers not to grow, not to produce right now. We're using taxpayers' money. So this is another one of those idiotic things that we find ourselves, whether we're talking about gas and we're talking about fuel, and you know, you just flip the switch. Why not? And tell farmers, hey, look at the government subsidies are off. Farmers get to go back and do what you do. You know, go do your farming thing because guess what? We're going to need supplies. And on top of that, you know, then you have the government getting, the people, we're getting clobbered, as you said, with inflation. And the government's answer is, oh, let's put another $1 trillion, offering into the economic supply, into the money supply here to really exacerbate it more. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very discouraging, isn't it? I mean, the idea that we passed a $1.5 trillion budget in the dark of night, basically giving people hours to read a 2,700 page bill. I don't know about you, that just smacks of total incompetence, number one, but just these people are not serious. You know, they're not serious people, because serious people would say, hold up, let's do a continuing resolution for a week. Let's read the bill, make sure everyone agrees on it, because I'm sure if you and I went through that bill, there would be things that make your hair stand on
end, without
right?
a doubt. Without a doubt.
I'd like to know, frankly, what's the $13 billion going to Ukraine's all about. My guess is, I'm not exaggerating here, my guess is that has something in there about gender. I will be not surprised if there's some, you know, carve out for gender studies or something. I mean, this administration is just that ridiculous. And, you know, frankly, I'd like to know what's in the in that allocation. Over $10 billion of our taxpayer money. I don't begrudge it. I'd like to know where it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and in so many other areas as well, because this is typical, sadly. And as you say, you know, this smacks of such incompetence and I would dare say corruption. Listen, if we do not get control of our government, let's go back. Let's go back to that moment in time when Benjamin Franklin was asked, okay, what kind of government? You know, the lady asked him, so what kind of government you got? He says, well, Democratic Republic, if you can keep it. And here we are. I mean, it is slipping through our fingers right now. And you've got the corruption of elected officials. I mean, Peter Schweizer has done a great job in exposing the elite capture and how these guys are all beholden. I mean, that's why Nancy Pelosi isn't doing any investigation about COVID, right? Because her family and her son, they're getting millions of dollars from the Chinese. Mitch McConnell is bought and sold. I mean, you go down the line, they're all elite captured. Go ahead. We got about a minute left.
It's just pretty horrifying. And, I mean, voters have to also get better informed. I looked at what was trending on Twitter yesterday, late in the day. Okay, I get it. It's, you know, Thursday night. Everyone wants to take a breather. But it's all about sports and Kardashians. And, you know, here we have our country effectively at war in Europe and also, dealing with record inflation. Or close to record levels of inflation. These are important topics, and American voters really need to get informed. People who are listening to your show are informed people. I'm afraid it's not universal.
Well, you're exactly right, and we encourage people. Have you seen that commercial, that TV commercial with the founding fathers arguing about, you know, the structure of the government, and what guy's yelling and screaming, going, what, we're not going to have a king? There's no king to bow down with? What's wrong here? And you're going to let the stupid people vote?
There's something to do that, right?
Just saying. Liz Peek, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is warning a new Russian propaganda campaign claims the United States was building outlawed weapons in Ukraine. Without offering any proof, Russia has convened the United Nations Friday morning to discuss their findings with the world body. U.S. officials discount the claim, saying that this is a pretext for Putin to use biological or chemical weapons in his invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable. And, in the words of my Irish Catholic grandfather, a bunch of malarkey.
The United States, together with the Group of Seven Nations and the European Union, will announce Friday Russia's most favored nation status will be revoked over its invasion of Ukraine. The announcement is expected at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. The White House said Biden will also announce actions to continue to hold Russia accountable for its unprovoked and unjustified war on Ukraine. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here as we come to you independent and fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For those of you who are listening to the show over the weekend, we have a special weekend network that replays portions of Bill Martinez Live. And so you understand that it's not so live. This is from an earlier broadcast if you're hearing us over the weekend. But spread the news and share it with your neighbors. You can go to our website. BillMartinezShow.com and podcasts, interviews. We're not about 8-second sound bites. We want to get into the depth of the topic so that you have a better understanding. You have knowledge, because knowledge is power. Our next guest, I quote him often about this. This is really brilliant insight. He says that it is knowledge that precedes action. And you got to have the right knowledge, to make the right action. And this is where we are right now. John Whitehead has been warning us. He's been sounding the alarm for decades about the trajectory of our country, how we are abandoning these first principles, these founding documents, the Constitution of the United States. And as you heard me say with Liz Peek just a moment ago, that moment in time when Benjamin Franklin was asked by that woman as they were coming out of a continental congressional meeting, he said, okay, what you guys have been working on this government. What kind of government do we have? He says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And guess what? As John Whitehead's been warning, this democratic republic is slipping through our fingers, John Whitehead.
Yes, and like we've talked about before, it's
The Constitution starts with those three words, we the people. I keep reminding people in this country that we are the government. We're the ones that have to hold the so-called representatives, which, as we'll discuss a little further, don't really represent us anymore.
No.
And we've lost that touch. So the only hope I'm seeing that we can in some way get back the republic that supposedly we were given is by acting in our local communities and bringing it back, enforcing the 10th Amendment, things like that, which we can do. But like we've talked about so many times, I talked to Americans today about the Bill of Rights. How many rights in the Bill of Rights look at me and go, well, how many amendments are there? They don't, how many freedoms in the First Amendment, you know? Mm-hmm. Even lawyers can't tell me. A lot of lawyers, it's ridiculous stuff. So,
well, it's an awesome responsibility.
Knowledge precedes action. The only way we're going to get anything turned around today is we can help our children. Our children need the help, by the way. The schools are not doing it, and they're not going to do it.
Well, yeah, they're happy to have everybody dumbed down because then you have a compliant people that are going to follow the ruling elites. I mean, this stuff that's happening right now, John, it's just common sense. I mean, you go out on the street and you talk to people, you go, okay, should we be energy independent? Yeah, why aren't we? You know, we aren't because we the people are not deeming it so. We are bringing in or allowing these so-called elected officials to come in and turn our energy independence on its head, open up our borders, compromise our national security. When the threats were rising there in Russia, I mean, it wasn't like Putin just decided a week ago to go and invade Ukraine. I mean, this has been for over a year, and even then you go back and you hear his rhetoric and things that we're saying, you're going, hey, we got trouble here in River City. We better keep an eye on this guy. No, and then on top of that, when it's time for you to react, on two specific occasions, the Biden administration slow walks weaponry that was already approved going to Ukraine, but we're just going to slow walk it to them. What?
Yes.
I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous what's happening. And then meanwhile, oh, let's go ahead and spend like drunken, you know, sailors. We got a hold of the Treasury. The vault is open and we're just going to, you know, throw America into an inflationary, catatonic, hysterical, you know, dream world here, and this is all
people. Yeah, you know, it's people will be saying, "What happened to China? China's not saying anything." Well, people don't realize this. Who does the United States government owe the most money to in the world? China is our biggest debt holder.
Mm-hmm.
And when I learned that, researched it, and found out because it wasn't announced, I went, "You're kidding me! A totalitarian government that gives people social credit scores." Who, by the way, I have friends who visit China. They've seen people arrested off the streets. They're walking down the street. Police cars pull up, pull them in the police cars, drag them into the car, and drive off.
Mm.
That's the country and the entity we owe the most money to.
Right. And this is the same country that has our elected officials beholden. We're talking, you know, the Bidens, we're talking Pelosi's, McConnell. I mean, go down the list. It is unbelievable how they've been elite captured and beholden. I mean, to a point, here it is, you watch even a basketball player like LeBron James, with all the money that he makes, all of a sudden he says something wrong that offends the Chinese government, and within 24 hours he's back up there, you know, he's apologizing, he's, you know, doing everything he can to get back in the good graces of the Chinese.
Exactly.
Never to happen again, LeBron. Now you know where the line is, right?
Yeah, they're turning us into slaves, and I'm saying it's through fear, but it's also through distractions.
Mm-hmm.
All the COVID stuff, what we're seeing happening in the world now, and people sit and watch mainstream media, and I keep warning them. Everybody's talking about this by the now, if you're really careful. Anybody out there with half a brain has been talking about the fact that CNN, all the news networks are basically controlled by the people who run the government. The CIA works with them. They're their advisors and stuff like that. And I keep telling people, don't believe that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, true education precedes action. Mm-hmm. If you're just sitting and watching television today, you're not going to get the news. The news is going to be, you have to do your research. You have to listen to programs like this. You're going to have to
For as long as we can be available, John. I mean, hey, they're coming after us. You know, they don't want us, you know, promoting the truth out there. You know, when you and I were growing up, remember we were all worried about, you know, communist propaganda, right?
Yes.
I mean, today in this information age, we're being so propagandized at levels. It's on steroids. It's no wonder people are confused and they don't understand. But, you know, to your urging, look, it's up to us, you know, to be discerners of the content that we expose ourselves to, whether it's in the newsroom. Because, as you said, these newsrooms are bought and sold, and it's more than the government. It's people that handle, you know, like the Black Rocks and the Vanguards and the State Street that are handling $30 trillion of assets. Guess what? Just like the Chinese, they've elite captured the newsrooms across America. That's why when you go from channel to channel and you go, wait a minute, I thought I was watching CNN. And Fox is saying the same, and they're saying the same thing. Exactly, yeah.
The same things, and they have commercial breaks at exactly the same time. So you're forced into watching their commercials and all this stuff. So listen, use your brain, people. Here's what James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, said. We ought to mistrust all those in power. If you don't, that's the first concept I said. If you want to be a, people say, I want to be a patriot. Well, a patriot mistrusts those in power. And those in power today are run by money. And again, we've talked about this before, I believe, on the show, but there was that 2014 Princeton University study that studied where money congregated in America. They came to the conclusion of Washington, D.C., that Washington, D.C. is run by what they call a money elite, 585 billionaires, who run the deep state. They said there is a deep state. Now we have a global deep state, by the way. Mm. All these countries are working together around the world with China and Japan and all this stuff. Listen, don't be fooled by power. Power wants control and money. They want your money. You work your butt off to get by every day, and now gasoline prices are shooting. They're saying some states $10 a gallon. You got to be kidding me. Mm. Food prices are going up, food shortages, this and that. So they've got us by in those ways to strangle us, and we start going, oh, gee, they're going to save us. No, they're not going to save you.
Oh, no.
The only thing that's going to save you is you have to do it yourself.
You got, or you got to comply with what they're saying, and this is
exactly
what they're doing. This is all the Constitution, the Communist Manifesto that gets you. You must comply. If not, we have ways, you know, to either re-educate you or get rid of you. And if you think not, look what's happening right now on January 6th, right? We still got patriots, and we got Americans who made a mistake, a minor mistake that should have been probably, you know, at the level of a parking ticket or a traffic infraction. And they're
being infiltrated by the FBI and other government agencies. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead. He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed and 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law, number 603-77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, we're back with you. No 8-second sound bites, right? I mean, we're getting into the issues that you need to know about, okay? This is smart talk. This is smart radio, if we might say, and it's also advantageous that we're independent. So many of my friends in the broadcasting world, John Rutherford, I always want to say John Rutherford because Rutherford Institute, but John Whitehead, who've worked for, some major radio outlets, they're being censored and can't, some have lost their jobs because forget about the First Amendment. That is gone. It's all being infringed upon. And, and it's a matter of time. I mean, the wagons are circling around shows like ours and networks who are independent that allow us this freedom for as long as we can. And so for as long as we can, we're going to continue to pursue the truth on behalf of the American people. But understand, this may all go away. And if it does, as you said, then the onus is on us individually, we the people, to not buy in to all the lies and confusion. And just to give you a little taste and sample is what's happening between Ukraine, between the East and West, Ukraine and Russia and the news, fake news that's happening right there. Meanwhile, people are lying in the street dead, civilians, John. And you go, well, yes. What's the truth of all this stuff? And it's to the point where America is saying, look at, we cannot sit on the sidelines. I mean, this is World War One, World War Two again. What are we going to do? I mean, you're saying, oh, just because you have agreement with NATO and they're not NATO, but, they're next to NATO. I mean, it's not what happens in Ukraine isn't just going to stay in Ukraine.
No, it's a worldwide situation. The problem is with this nuclear threat, by the way, which is. Could be devastating if any kind of nuclear weapons are discharged anywhere, small or large. That is the great fear of the future, I think, because they're all building up the nuclear power plants now. All of them have nuclear weapons. And the question is, why do they have nuclear weapons? What are they expecting?
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, but, you know, again, this is big money pushes everything today. And big business and big government have now formed a power alliance. And it's come out of the shadows, especially with this Russian thing. As you see, Russia did something that a lot of the big shots didn't like. So Exxon, Shell, Boeing, FedEx, UPS, Apple, Microsoft, Nike, all of them are pulling out of Russia or not letting them do this or do that. What they're showing you is that big business now can stranglehold anything. Right. And they're moving toward digital currency, by the way, which we're going to be writing on very soon, because it's getting scary the more we research the project, my wife and I. And it's getting scary. I mean, they're going to be able to shut you down for saying the wrong word. They're going to be able to say you can no longer shop at this store or that store, you know, until you correct yourself.
Right.
And with the way that
John, pause for just a second. I want people to really catch this, what you just said, because we see it happening in Russia and go, oh, because, you know, because they're aggressors and that sort of thing. But they need to see if they can do it to Russia, they can do it to us. That's what you're saying. I mean, because the model, the setup is already there, right?
Yeah.
So it's a matter of flipping. It's a matter of flipping a switch. Yeah, exactly. So people need to see that's what's here. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Facebook is now saying that they're the Meta, you know, the Meta Corporation. They're moving into the Metaverse, which means a Metaverse is something you see on a set of glasses you put on your head. It's not real, but people will believe it. And that's exactly, we're moving into an area that's going to be completely controlled by computers, artificial intelligence, and there'll be certain words. See, listen, Elon Musk said it best. The guy who did SpaceX, but he said, I've been warning people, you know, he says, if you have a human dictator, okay, that human dictator will die and possibly go away. But if you have an artificial intelligence, a robotic dictator, it will be evil. It will be tyrannous. It will not go away. And that's what the future is all about. I mean, we're moving in that direction, and I'm trying to tell people, get your local city councils and stuff like this, start cutting some of this stuff off, and, you take some stands for freedom, because that's the key to America. Mm-hmm. America was supposed to be a system of local governments that stood, and that's why we had a Constitution, by the way, and a Bill of Rights. We would never have had a Bill of Rights, by the way. The original Constitution, many of the people in the states thought was too powerful of a government.
Right.
They demanded a Bill of Rights. You know something? Because of their demands, they were ready to fight for it. They got it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got it.
Right.
And we have a great heritage, and we got to keep our heritage. If we don't keep our heritage, we're going to flush everything down the drain, and people are going to be put away. I mean, they don't have to put you in a jail anymore. They can put you in lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
they take away your money, and I guarantee you this, they'll have your neighbors watching you. And that's where it's too. I mean, what did COVID do? COVID got a lot of people into this idea of watching their neighbors and stuff like that, and reporting other people and stuff like that. And how did Nazi Germany come into power? And like I say, we're repeating that now, that type of atmosphere. They watched their neighbors, and they called the police. And all of a sudden, the police arrived at somebody's door and said, we need to talk to you at the police station. And you know where they went? Concentration camps.
Exactly.
We're moving in that direction. I'm trying to yell. I feel like I'm standing at the edge of a cliff going, here's where it's coming.
No, right with you. Exactly.
Listen to me.
Right. Yeah.
Getting people to listen is very, very difficult in this day and age because they're sitting on their butts. The average American watches 150 hours of screen devices a month. Mm-hmm. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Well, you see, and it is all funneling into one objective. You know, just like you say. Our First Amendment is compromised. We can't talk to one another because you're going to offend somebody, use the wrong pronoun, and everything else. And just like you said, what COVID conditioned us, not only taught us, but it conditioned us for lockdowns, isolation. I mean, we got people committing suicide left and right, John, because they're lonely and hopeless. They're isolated.
Yes.
Now you imagine, I mean, at this point right now, where, like you said, AI comes in, you don't know who to trust, what to trust. What do you think's going to go on? It's going to be madness. I mean, this sounds hysterical and maybe extreme for some people to say, oh, Martinez, you know, you and Whitehead are going over the top here. No, wait a minute. You know, we've been saying this for years, that this is where we're headed. You've read books about this, you know, going back into the 70s and 80s, that this was around.
When George Orwell wrote his book, 1984, a lot of people made fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's come true.
Yeah, here we are.
We got screen devices that watch us. We have thought crimes now. We have everything that he saw coming. And it's here, folks. Either you stand up And we need more people. Like I say, if you get in the right kind of groups and organize well, you can get out there and speak truth to power. And that's what we need. We need people who are willing to speak truth to power. And that's why there's a Rutherford Institute. We're there to help defend people who shoot their mouth off at the right time and at the right place, and we're there to help you defend you. We've got this case now where a coach just kneeled at the 50-yard
yes.
line.
Mm-hmm.
He was yep. banned from doing a silent prayer after the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've gotten to the point, and again, a lot of left-wing kind of people came out and said, he should be. This is awful. This is terrible that he would kneel. You're kidding me. You don't have. I couldn't go to a football game as an assistant coach, and after the game's over, kneel at the 50-yard line. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Well, we used to think like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we've been conditioned, and it's just been incremental, and we need to be careful. And like you say, John, the power is at the local level. You know, look, if God has set you aside and you need to go at a national level, God bless you. You know, go for it, but. At the local level, we the people can be most effective. I mean, look what happened in Virginia, case in point. Look what happened in San Francisco of all liberal conclaves and everything like that. The local people are standing up against the idiocy and things change. This should be a teaching moment for we the people who want to do something about this madness. You just can't sit there and say, oh, it's too much. I can't handle it. I'm going to just sit here and keep watching TV.
Yeah, and again, the studies show that television watching a lot the more you do it, it's like an addictive drug.
Mm, yes.
And I talk to people; they just say, "Well, that's the only way I can relax is watching TV."
Mm.
Well, while you're relaxing, they're not allowing children to read the Declaration of Independence in schools now. Why? Because you read the preamble; it says we have the right to throw the government out. It produces rebels, and rebels, by the way, is what keeps America free, keeps any government free, and that's why communist countries get rid of. Like in China, like I said, pulling people off the street. If you're a rebel, they take you away.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to come into America, though. And it's just around the door if we don't wake up.
Well, and look what's happened. I mean, Nancy Pelosi lost her mind when she heard of the Freedom Convoy coming from the West going to D.C.
Time ago.
Well, but even more so, but exactly. I mean, and Canada is still dealing with all this stuff. I mean, look what they're doing. I mean, I think they're calling the Justice Department of the United States and getting tips of how to, put pressure on these truckers. But they already know it. I mean, Justin Trudeau, clearly, when he says out there in public that he believes the communists have the best form of government on the planet. hey, end of story. I mean, where they're coming from. And this is what's happening, like you said, John, they're self-exposing. I mean, it's right there in front of you. You don't have to even do a deep dive on this. I mean, the communists are coming out. They feel like, okay, hey, the door's open, not a problem. And, here we are. We have elected officials, well over, according to Trevor Loudon, well over 100 card-carrying communists in our government, elected. He says they couldn't even pass a security test to be a dog catcher in D.C., but yet we have them running the government. We have, somebody on intelligence committee who was sleeping with the enemy, and he's still there.
Yep.
it's just madness. I don't know. Go ahead, John.
Wake up, people. Be aware. Learn. Well, being aware means you learn. You look around you. You see what's going on around you. You don't just stand and stare at one thing. And go to our website at Rutherford.org. Read our article, The Rise of Global Fascism. Get educated and sign up for our newsletters. Folks, you need to stay educated or you're not going to go anywhere. You may end up in the wrong place, like a locked-out home or a camp.
Yeah, there it is. America, you must beware. But as we've said time and again, freedom is not free, right, John? It comes with a cost.
It comes with a cost. That means taking a stand and teaching your children the Bill of Rights at home would be a good first step, too.
He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead. Thank you, John. Godspeed,
my friend.
You
trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter